business.
Television. Cable ties. As Americans cut the cord, Europeans sign up for more pay TV.
The biggest television drama of the past decade has been the story of how people watch it. 10 years ago, nearly 9 out of 10 American households subscribed to cable or satellite. Today, little more than half do. The collapse of pay TV amid the advance of online streaming has upended the television industry and forced Hollywood giants like Disney to rethink their business model. And the pace at which consumers are cutting the cord from cable providers is only increasing. But not everywhere. On the other side of the Atlantic, cord cutters are outnumbered by cord knotters. As Americans tear up their contracts, Europeans are signing up for cable and satellite in greater numbers than ever. Pay TV penetration in Britain will overtake that in America this year, according to Ampere Analysis, a research firm. In France and Germany, it already has. Why has American media's megatrend missed Europe? One reason is price. America's cable industry may look competitive. The largest player, Comcast, has only a quarter of the market, but it is highly regionalized, so most homes have few options, says Richard Broughton of Ampere. The result is an average monthly cable bill of nearly $100. British homes pay less than half as much. Tax loopholes have made pay TV an even better deal in parts of Europe. Take-up in France rocketed from 30% to 90% between 2004 and 2014 after the government imposed a lower rate of VAT on television services than on telecoms, unintentionally giving phone firms an incentive to throw in a cheap TV package and pay the lower rate of tax. The loophole has been closed, but subscriptions remain high.